From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Columbia Public Schools has made recommendations to the Columbia Board of Education for the hiring of two new school principals. KBIA's Sydney Steele has more.
Seth Woods has been recommended to become the principal of Beulah Ralph Elementary School, and Jimmy Hale has been recommended to become the principal of the new middle school currently under construction in Columbia. Woods has been the assistant principal at Beulah Ralph since 2015 when the school opened and is recommended to replace current principal Tim Majerus, who is retiring at the end of the year. Hale is currently assistant principal at Jefferson Middle School. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says Hale will spend the 2019-2020 school year working to open the new, unnamed middle school in South Columbia.
There is a lot of work that goes into opening a new school, and so it's important for us to have that building leader in place a year or more in advance of the official opening of the school building.
The Board of Education will now vote on whether to approve the recommendations. Sydney Steele, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate approved its version of the state budget yesterday. As Samuel King reports, it's a bit different from what House Republicans passed and Governor Mike Parson wants.
The Senate budget splits the difference between the House and the governor when it comes to paying for infrastructure. It allocates money next fiscal year and borrows money over the next several years to come up with $350 million for road and bridge upgrades. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Dan Hageman says that's just one of the differences that will have to be worked out in a conference committee.
This is the legislative process, so that'll be one opportunity for us to discuss and see where we wish to go.
The budget has to be passed by May 10th. I'm Samuel King.
Missouri State Treasurer is bullish about the state's revenue status. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, Missouri's money situation has been dicey over the past few months.
Missouri's revenues were way down compared to last year, going into the April 15th tax deadline. But State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick says last-minute tax filers improved things dramatically.
I mean, a few days ago we were underwater, a few hundred million dollars, and now we're above water. So it turned around pretty quickly with tax filings.
Fitzpatrick was House Budget Chairman late last year when he estimated revenues would be up 1.7%. He says the state is on track to meet that prediction.
My guess is that revenue will continue to trend in the right direction, that will be somewhere around the consensus revenue estimate.
Governor Mike Parson appointed Fitzpatrick to serve as state treasurer earlier this year. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri House has given first-round approval to a bill that would restore state tax credits for film and television productions. The bill's supporters say Missouri has lost several projects and potentially millions of dollars since the credits expired in 2013. The credits are capped at $4.5 million, and Republican Vic Allred of Platte County says that's a bargain.
We're not going to spend the $4.5 million unless they come here and take advantage of the credit.
Opponents say restoring tax credits would be a giveaway to big movie companies. The bill needs one more vote before heading to the Senate. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.